Good morning. A powerful cold front is blasting through the region as we speak, with big changes along and behind the front. Out ahead of it, we've had sheets of rain overnight, some of it heavy at times, but the wind has been relatively tame. But as that front passes through, wind gusts have been observed to reach 50 to 60 miles per hour, and the wind will continue to blow through the morning and into the afternoon, at times gusting to 60, and high wind warnings are out for much of the region through the afternoon hours. The heaviest rain, along with the front, will wind down, and colder air will rush in. Temperatures throughout the region, while starting out in the 50s during the pre-dawn hours, will only drop, and quickly, through the 40s and 30s, and drop even below freezing as we head toward the evening hours. Winds will persist overnight tonight as well, perhaps diminishing somewhat, with gusts still up to 40 miles per hour, and the cold air will continue to flow in, with partly to mostly cloudy skies overnight. Lows will be down in the teens and lower 20s on average, with some single digits across the mountains. Snow showers and some heavier squalls out toward the Great Lakes could dust up the ground by tomorrow morning. Tomorrow during the day, windy and much colder, with a more winter-like feel as highs only reach the mid-20s with mostly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers. Winds at times will still gust to 30 miles per hour. On Saturday, mostly cloudy, still cold with a few snow showers, with highs staying in the mid-20s, then reaching the upper 20s as a weak disturbance passes through, with some light snow dust in the ground possibly by Sunday. Temperatures will remain on the cold side Monday through Wednesday in the high 20s and lower 30s with scattered snow showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that strong storm moving through our area has brought sweeping changes in the weather to the Great Lakes, the Midwest, and the Northern Plains. Lake effect snow advisories and warnings have been issued downwind of Lakes Michigan and Erie, as sharply colder air moving over the relatively warmer waters of the lakes will produce some intense lake effect snow bands. Snowfall totals will exceed a foot in some places, with considerable blowing and drifting of the snow. And wind chill advisories and warnings are out for much of the upper Midwest and Northern Plains, with temperatures below zero and winds gusting over 30 miles per hour. Wind chill values will be dangerously cold in parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota, reaching the 40 to 55 degree below zero range. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was from Joha Haven Airport in Canada at 12 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Anchorage, Alaska at 11:18 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog and 41 degrees with a south wind at 75 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy with light rain and 53 degrees, the dew point 52, 96% relative humidity, a northwest wind now at 28 miles per hour, gusting to 52, and the barometer at 28.92 inches and is beginning to rise rapidly. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Jacksonville, Florida, to a low of 18 below zero at Crosby, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City windy with showers, temperatures falling through the 50s and 40s, Boston windy with showers, temperatures falling through the 50s, and in Buffalo windy with snow showers and temperatures holding near 30. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 56 degrees, a new record for the date, 39 was the low, the average temperature 48, that's 25 degrees above normal. 21 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, no snow. There were 17 heating degree days yesterday, for the month now 1,188, and 3,450 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low 15, the record high 57 set in 1913, and the record low 26 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:10 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:07 p.m., 9 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and very windy, with rain showers turning to snow showers today. Temperatures will continue to fall through the 50s, 40s, and 30s by late afternoon. More wind tonight, scattered snow showers as well, with lows in the single digits and teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and very windy with rain showers today. Temperatures will continue to fall through the 50s and 40s by late afternoon. More wind tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and very windy with rain showers changing to snow showers, temperatures will continue to fall through the 40s and 30s by late afternoon. More wind and scattered snow showers tonight with lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we'll have cloudy skies and very windy conditions with rain showers turning to snow showers. Temperatures will continue to fall through the 40s and 30s by late day today. More wind tonight with scattered snow showers as well and lows in the teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy and very windy with rain showers changing to snow showers today as temperatures continue to fall through the 40s and 30s. More wind tonight, a couple of passing snow showers with lows in the teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy and cold, a few snow showers, mid-20s, some few snow showers on Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the mid-20s. Light snow possible on Sunday in the upper 20s, a mix of sun and clouds Monday, upper 20s, and lower 30s with a chance of snow showers for Tuesday and Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.